The Tree, a Merland fanfic, read by Sophie Nisba. The place didn't matter, though afterwards it seemed to matter very much. She was somewhere in the Cotswolds, south of Coventry, west of the M1, and she was probably walking on someone's private property. It didn't feel like it, though. When she stopped on the other side of the hilltop and looked across the rolling, green expanse before her, this felt like her land, her birthright. The place didn't matter because it wasn't yet time, though she didn't know this. All she knew was the afternoon laziness that came with an echo of June, the sunshine that made her sleepy and content with something she couldn't name. It seemed natural to curl up against that one particular tree, its roots stretched out on either side of her like an embrace, her back to it as it held her secure. She dozed like that, head turned sideways to press her cheek against the warm bark. She woke an hour before dark, mind still chasing some of the most vivid dreams she'd ever had. For a moment, she even remembered Arthur's sister, the girl she'd never met in life, and that made her cling all the harder. But like all her dreams, it faded quickly into the litany of things to do, places to go, a world where dreams were what you worked for, not what you wasted your time spinning. Still, she parted from the tree reluctantly, fingers trailing over the bark for a long moment, before she pressed a quick, embarrassed kiss to the trunk, her heartbeat loud in her ears. For a moment, she thought she heard another beat, an echo of hers, but then it was gone, and she was already over the hill, feet carrying her away and unerringly to her auto. It was 9 o'clock by the time she got home. Traffic was shite going north, and Arthur was already there. He smiled and pulled her plate out of the oven, and in that moment she knew why she'd said yes, why she put up with his father butting into every detail of the wedding. Because when that was finally over, then every day of the rest of her life she might come home to this boyish smile, this hopeful gleam in his eye that said he thought he might have done something so right she had to love him for it. That she already did never seemed to cross his mind. It was 3 nights before she laid her head on his chest and whispered where she'd been that afternoon. He teased her gently then, saying if classes didn't start up again soon, she might turn into a forest-loving hermit. She smiled and pressed a kiss just above his heart. It was June in truth when she tried to show him that place, but her feet couldn't find it among the stumbling knot paths and the unremembered fences. He slipped his hand into hers and said it was fine, don't worry so much. But she couldn't help the deep well of disappointment inside. She knew, she just knew he would have loved it. The end.